they knew me as a player. My biggest concern was making sure that they understood who I was as a young man, which is most important to myself. And from the moment I spoke with Mr. Spillman on the phone, then meeting Coach Frazier, it was just a family feel. It felt comfortable.
When the Vikings signed Greg Jennings back in March, they obtained a two-time Pro Bowl wideout to add experience and leadership to the wide receiver's position. A veteran star who has been in the league for 8 years and played in many big games. But the Vikings and the Twin Cities got much more than a starting wide receiver. They signed a star, both on the field and in the community.
I was given the opportunity. I was blessed with two awesome parents, Greg and Gwen, a senior, and they did an awesome job with my three other siblings and I. And just throughout my progression of life, I was in different other programs, Boys and Girls Club, different things like that, and I always had someone trying to reach out and help me advance to where I wanted to be. And so I'm in a position and a platform, I hold a platform to where I can give back. I can pull those who are a little lower up to where they want to be and let them know that there is light at the end of the tunnel and there's people that are out there trying to help them achieve their personal goals.
When it comes to giving back, few players in the NFL make a bigger impact than Jennings. In 2008, he and his wife Nicole started the Greg Jennings Foundation. They have been touching countless young lives ever since.
Well, the Greg Jennings Foundation, what we try to do is focus on youth and education. That's our focus. That's our primary goal, is to help educate our youth. And just from a self perspective, how we view it is, if we can continue to educate our youth, then we can help them advance and reach some of their personal lifelong goals. And there's a lot of different things that you can give a kid, gifts, monetary things, materialistic things, but the gift of education lasts a lifetime, and it obviously will propel you to become the successful young man, young woman that you desire to be.
Our goal is just to make a big impact in the communities in which we call home, which was Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then at that time it was Green Bay. But now we're here in Minnesota, and we're really eager and willing and able to give back here. So that's what we're starting off doing now with this promo here, and looking forward to doing greater things.
The foundation makes a lasting impact with so many young children, and a group of local kids this week experienced the difference Jennings is making in his new community.
Well, we have the Greg Jennings Foundation. We're hosting a movie premiere of Free Birds, which is a very, very funny movie. Excited to see it myself. Heard a lot of great things about it. We're hosting charities such as Catholic Charities and Hospitality House. And then we have some extended guests from the Vikings facility, some staff members, some teammates with their kids, and coaches with kids, just trying to get families to come out and enjoy the free movie.
Getting a night at the movies are just a few of the hundreds of lives already impacted in the Twin Cities now that Greg Jennings is a member of the Minnesota Vikings. He came for his work on the football field.
Caught! Touchdown!
But Minnesota got much more than an all-pro receiver.
Absolutely. It's about leaving a legacy. It's not about the legacy of football, just the legacy of what your life, what you did during your life, you know, while you were here on Earth. And that's what's important for us.
Far more important than what takes place on the football field is what takes place off the field. I'm a parent, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, you know, so those things matter a lot more. But and that's what I want people to see me as, not just a football player, someone who catches balls on Sunday and Mondays, but someone who impacts lives throughout the week as well, and within communities that my family and I reside.